to the Invisible Dragons Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Invisible Dragons Show on Blog Talk Radio. We haven't been here in a pretty good while, but we're glad to be back. Waiting on my co-hosts and everybody to join me. This, basically, I wanted to do a show about nothing. Just do a show and we talk about anything and everything. And tonight, we're going to chop it up a little bit and see what we got, what's floating out in the atmosphere. You know, a lot of things happened last week. Was a tragedy in Orlando, and we got the NBA Finals, Game 7, in fact, tonight. And we can talk about Trump. He's a hot topic, Looney Tune, if you ask me. But we also got a topic on race in America. So it should be a fun-filled show, and I hope everybody joins us. We're so lucky to have so many people join us in the past, and so we want you to continue to join us and support us. It should be a lot of fun. So let's see what we got on the agenda. I noticed a lot this week. Everybody's been talking about that LeBron. People don't seem to care for him too much. Hello, somebody come in? And nobody seems to like it. Call into the show.
Hello.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I know what was wrong initially.
You say what?
I know what was wrong initially when we first started. It was you got to unmute the microphone. I'm just talking and mute, and the microphone was muted.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I'm trying to think why you use a phone like you did last time.
I'm using my phone. Why? What's wrong?
No, I'm using mine. I thought maybe click a mic and talk to this mic.
Well, you can, but the it's not working today. Skype ain't working today.
No, don't you use Skype. They're using another one, man. Skype, got a issue with Skype, so it's another one that connects us.
Yeah.
We're connected with, like,
I hit that too.
Listen, man, I ain't finished.
Who cares? Ain't nobody listening yet. You never send me an ultimatum. Talking about you giving it 3 minutes, and I waited on you about 6 minutes.
You must be slipping, because what you should have said is this: nothing. And the next time you see me, you should have split my hair to the white. Then say it. Don't ever do that. So you ain't gonna. You shouldn't
right,
warn him.
Let's kill that, Joe. Let's kill all that.
I'm just letting you know. Don't run back here to the city talking about I'm gonna get you.
Anyway,
they'll deal with you right there.
We'll be back.
I saw your man, Stephan. I hit him earlier. And I'm going to try to send out some of these guests to call a number in to try to get this thing going. It's going to be slow maybe for a week or two, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, because we ain't got no intro music, and it's just fun today.
Yeah, that's
so
how I'm looking at
not,
it.
It's not a big deal. I just wanted to get out and get it jump-started today.
Oh,
and,
that's
a lot of stuff to talk
exactly
about. So
this
is what I want to start off with you on. I see these cryptic remarks you leave about LeBron. I can't even say his name. LeBron James. You say they'll make a whole big post and they'll say all this about LeBron James, and you'll say he's not tough. That just gasses me. It's like
I'm
through all the things he's done in his career. my man just come in and say, he's not tough.
Hey, man.
Please,
here's
how
I'm looking at it.
What? Explain that, please. Just explain it. Explain why he's not tough. Yeah. I mean, I know what we see, but I
right.
just want to say, I mean, how do you break that
he's
down,
not,
the dude to come in through high school, won a few championships, lost a few championships?
I thought you said you wanted me to tell you. Dude,
I kind of
dude is not.
I'm enjoying hearing myself talk at the moment. But go ahead and tell me what you think.
I said he's not tough. And the definition of tough, at least from what I gather in professional sport, is a cat who can take. You say, what do you mean? Like I said before, I can whoop Mike Tyson ass if he never swung back. I light him up. I swell up his eyes. LeBron can't take it. LeBron is what I've never seen before, somebody that high caliber of a player, but yet pretend to be hurt and flop. I ain't never seen Jordan, Magic, Moses Malone. I ain't never seen them fake. I ain't never seen that, man. I've never seen it in my life from a tough. They ain't faking nothing. LeBron is not tough.
This coming from a Lakers man. And when we was coming up at one point, boy, them Lakers were pretty tough.
Who? All I'm saying is LeBron James is not. He's nowhere near in the top 10 players I would put in, and he wouldn't be in my top 20.
I don't even know if that's a push or not. I'd put him in the top 20. I'd put him over Scottie Pippen.
If you believe in a big time game that LeBron will play better than Pippen. On a Pippen Bulls team, I disagree. We're looking at his team. We're looking at the team he has, and we're looking at the team Scottie Pippen had. We can't take them out and make a one-on-one play. So he would be there with Jordan and all of that. Now you say, okay, flip the shoe on the foot. What if he was there with Bron? LeBron ain't supposed to be there with Jordan. You say, why? Because LeBron's supposed to be Jordan's equal. And I'm going, he's nowhere near Jordan's equal. He's nowhere near
him. I get you. Because, you know, my favorite tough player, if you're talking about a guy that's tough, size and all that, notwithstanding, I've always been a big fan of Isaiah Thomas. I thought that guy put his game on the table a lot of nights.
Isaiah Thomas is tough. He's tough.
And he's a heck of a player during this day. LeBron, he has a social conscience on a lot of things, and they say he puts a lot of kids through college, and you know
I thought we was talking about what he does on doing the court, man.
I'm trying to counter it, man, because I can't beat your argument. Can we just go there? Can I say, well, I gotta agree with you on that, because at that size and the strength and all that and the talent. I mean, I told a dude the other day. I said, if I was LeBron,
hold it, man. We got somebody. Hold on, man. Hold on. It's someone else calling
in. You better
quit
talking like that to me, man.
There you go again, warning me. Hello, is there somebody there?
Yeah, there's somebody here.
Talk to
him. See, he came in tough, too. See, he can't help it, man. That's just how we get out, man.
Whatever, man. Who is this, man? Talk to us.
This is Steve Hogan, man. We all should know
what's
who this
going
is
on,
at this
man.
Point.
I
What's
thought
going
you ran
on,
the hell
fellas?
Up, man. I'm looking at you on Facebook. I'm like, this motherfucker run
no,
off
man.
On man.
You know, it's Father's Day, man. You know, I had to go visit my old man. Plus, you know, I got other people I got to visit. So I had to do the Father's Day thing. But I'm here, and I hear you guys talking about LeBron. So let's just jump right into it, man. I'm not even trying to stall any of this. What's going on? What's the argument?
Man,
what's the beat, man?
Hey, the argument is this, and it's clear. LeBron is not tough.
Oh,
LeBron is
wow.
Not, he's nowhere near tough.
Okay, based upon what?
I'm based upon my years of based upon me playing amateur and professional sport, based upon me watching professional sport, based upon me going to world championship fights, I don't see where LeBron wears this. You could push LeBron around, that motherfucker could throw his hands up and like somebody, the tornado just went through the state.
Okay, I will agree with all that. I'm going to let you finish this whole argument because I kind of feel like I know where you're going to go with all this. And then I'm going to counterpoint.
Here's my argument.
Okay.
That I have this part of leverage about professional sport. I don't know much about it. Here's what I do know. LeBron is not that tough. LeBron is very talented. And when I say tough, I've looked at the NBA series maybe from the late 70s because it wasn't on TV. So I'm just matching him up. I'll match him up just with a young Xavier McDaniel.
Xavier McDaniel would give him a headache because
he can't handle, and I've never seen him handle someone better than him. If it's someone that's possibly better than LeBron, he submits. And that's why he needed Wade and another cat. That's my argument. You're not going to see LeBron James. He's not winning tonight.
It's a tough argument there. When you put it like that, I have to agree with that because I think he's a first-tier guy, but he needs Robin. He can't go nowhere by himself.
That is where anything that I say is going to be null and void because none of us have witnessed it. So we're not going to be able to say for certain until he does it. But I'm going to argue this, man. LeBron gets away with what the league lets him get away with, right? If he wasn't getting away with the things that he was doing, I have to imagine that he would switch his style up. But he gets away with it. If that makes sense. In the sense of, is dude dramatic? Am I the biggest LeBron fan? Nope. Do I think he's overly dramatic? Do I think he should win some Oscar fucking awards for the shit that he does? Yeah. But he gets away with it. So there's no reason for him to stop doing it, right? There's really no incentive, no benefit in him to stop doing what he's doing, right? He's getting the points. He's getting the accolades. He's in the NBA finals, right?
Right.
And he's still up there and being considered one of the greatest basketball players on the planet right now, right? With all things considered. So there's really no – I can't just fault LeBron on his own for his playing style because he gets away with it. Now, if the league had changed up, if the league were not allowing him to get away with the things he's getting away with, then I feel like this would be more of a valid argument because he would have to prove that he has the toughness. But he doesn't have to prove it. That's just how the league is right now.
I like that, you know, and I agree with a piece of it. My thing is this. If I'm LeBron James, and he should be trailblazing. He should take it back to Big Strong because he's older now. He's not going to be finessing folks much longer. And he take it back to a tough play. And I don't mean dirty play. I just mean tough play. Putting his will in the game, not just flopping stuff. That's kind of null and void. That's part of the new style, I guess.
Right.
But if he imposed his will on players, see, like, I want to see him play the one game I did see him when he was tough was against Boston in, 12? He imposed his will that one game, and they kind of set the pace for them to win.
Oh, man.
But I don't see that.
I can't believe you two guys, man.
Not to correlate this into another sport and to get too off far track.
I'm about to
use an example, a hypothetical, an analogy of, and that's why I'm saying that. Isn't this the same argument that we make about Floyd Mayweather?
It's true, though.
Right?
I don't know. I've never.
And is Floyd Mayweather, was he the greatest boxer pound for pound in the world?
You asked me a question.
All right.
I've never watched Floyd Mayweather, man. Here's why I never watched Floyd Mayweather. I watched boxing from the 70s. I knew immediately Floyd Mayweather was for the money, so I've never watched him. Is he tough? He's very talented. I don't know if he's tough because I've never heard of him in a tough bout. So I've
I'm
only
the same way as you.
Right, I've only looked at sports things, so the deal is I don't know. I'm just quickly going back to LeBron that you two guys are literally saying that a professional athlete, that your guys are going like this. Well, he just ain't, or he, there ain't no damn excuse in professional sports. You either doing it or you're not.
No, but see, that what I'm saying is the evolution of
– listen, listen, dog. You want to do the show. Do you want me to agree with you, or you want me to tell you what I think? I ain't here to agree with you, man. But that's stupid, man. Now let's move on. We'll get on this after he win or lose. Next week, wait for that.
Right. I agree with that 100%.
I'm going to talk about something else, dude. We ain't got all this time.
Okay, move along, man.
Okay, what's next on this list?
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. I think, man, with the shooting I'm just looking at how the two parties have this really stark difference. And, you know, I just saw some supposed data whatsoever that 70% of conservatives don't, you know, find it as an act of terrorism, and then there's 30 of Democrats that don't. I don't know. I do not believe AK-15s or whatever they call should be on the streets of America. That don't mean that a brother can't go get a six shooter and do somebody too. I'm simply saying, why is a weapon of war, and that's what it is, it's a weapon of war, why is it so easily to get? That's all I'm arguing. Why would we make that so easy to get? And why do we cut it off at the AR-15? Why don't we keep going? Why don't we get, you know, you can get six hand grenades and get one free. You know, you can get a rocky shoulder propellant and, you know, get two free. Why is it that they've gone with certain weapons of war and justifying it no matter who's getting slaughtered? Sandy Hook, I knew then that if it wasn't going to change at Sandy Hook, some of the parents even told the parents who lost their kids in this massacre, it's not going to change. Fellas, tell me why the hell it's not going to change. The Second Amendment not going nowhere. Ain't nobody touching it. Tell me why the hell you got weapons of war chopping people down.
Am I going on this one? Because I think what I'm going to say is probably going to shock a lot of people that know me, but I'm going to say this, man. Right, man. I have to argue first that you use this, that you call that weapon. It's an AR-15, and if you're calling it a weapon of war. Now, is it used in war? Yeah. So is a Colt 45, so are 9mm Berettas, so are a lot of weapons, right? So that you're calling an AR-15 in particular weapon of war, I got mixed feelings about that, because technically you're right, it's used in war, but in general purpose, it's also used for hunting, it's used for protection, it's used for a lot of different reasons. That's why the weapon's so popular.
Do you hunt with that? What would you hunt with that weapon?
Shit, I can hunt boar, I can hunt deer, I can hunt pretty much anything. AR-15
you
in particular.
You wouldn't rip him open with that type of gun?
No. AR-15s are specifically designed more for accuracy than they are for immediate stopping power. If I wanted stopping power, an AR-15 would not be my first choice. An AK-47, you might have an argument with me. An AR-15, not so much. An AK-47, yeah. I'm going to be like, yeah, I don't know what the use of that is, because hunting with an AK-47, that seems like overkill. An AR-15, accuracy, speed, lightness. You can move around with it.
I get you.
Do you see what I'm saying? So,
that's why he
used that weapon. Don't you support the argument? You support my argument.
What's that?
You support my argument that you can kill many more people because this weapon has the accuracy.
No, because I didn't finish. My thing is, it's about a responsibility thing. And at the end of the day, it kind of comes down to you're punishing the many for the actions of the few. You can't really stop an individual from killing with anything. Do you see what I'm saying? So it really comes down to a sense of responsibility. This individual took a weapon that, yes, it's used in the military, but it's also used in civilian life, and decided to use it to murder people. That's something you can't stop. I could have did the same thing with a 45 and went in there and just went John Wick on the club. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't – it's not necessarily the weapon. It's the individual.
No,
it's the individual. If I went in there with a Glock 40, I could have went in there.
Your argument is the DUI argument, a drunk driver behind the steering wheel of a car. That, yes.
Okay, explain.
It ain't the car. You get it? It ain't the car. It was the guy who got behind the wheel. Man, listen.
Okay, right. So you're going to ban cars?
No. That's my
okay.
whole argument. My argument is not to. My argument is not to be a on the other side of anything that I'm not that much into. Simply saying, I don't believe this is me. I don't believe an AR-15 is needed in civilian life. That's all I'm saying.
But that's because of a lot of the lack of understanding of what some of these weapons are, how they work, the type of ammo capacity, the type of ammunition they use. Like that, a lot of it, and I use the word ignorance in a very liberal, general term, in the sense of not a lot of people aren't educated on what some of these weapons are capable of doing. There are weapons out there there's absolutely no need for that.
Stephen, let me interrupt and interject right there. That's the point. You just said it. That's the point. Most of us are too ignorant to use that type of weapon. Therefore, we don't need that type of weapon on the street. Now, if you say, well, I'm using it for hunting, it's specifically for hunting, or I'm using it specifically for range work, or I'm using it for something specific. The problem is ignorant people are getting their hands on these guns. Nobody wants to stop nobody from having guns. It's just that silly people are getting their hands on these guns and doing horrific crimes. So isn't
the answer not banning the gun, but maybe educating those who actually plan to get a weapon of that type of caliber? Wouldn't that be
the
more
NRA
the answer
don't
than
allow
banning
certain,
it?
The NRA, and you know this, man. You talk, come on.
No, I understand, but nothing's impossible.
You know exactly. You are very educated in knowing how easy it is to get a damn AR-15. And you know, literally, you can walk in there.
Easier than getting a job in Chicago.
Right.
I'm
saying? So what I'm saying, why is it that even let's step to another pillar and then we're going to move along. Why is it that easy, man?
I'm
going to
tell you it's that
easy?
It's not – well, they is a very general statement. The reason some of those weapons are so easy to get a hold of is because of how they're classified, how they're looked at. See, in our eyes, an AR-15 is used as a weapon to kill people because I'm in Chicago. We don't hunt. So when I see an AR-15, that's to kill somebody, right? But if you're in another region of the United States, an AR-15 is nothing more – it's not any more relevant than any other hunting rifle or anything else. It's really situational. In the city, we could argue, man, I don't want an AR-15 in the city, right? Because you're not hunting, dude. You're not.
Yeah, but they're in the city, man.
That's why I understand the argument. That's why I get it.
Right.
That's the only reason
I don't want
the weapon banned. Yeah, I don't want the weapon banned, but I do want maybe a little stricter towards weapons that are of that caliber, weapons that have that type of efficiency to it, right? Because they can be easily turned into something that, in some aspects, you could call that a weapon of mass destruction, right? That guy went in there, wiped out 50 people, and my guess is he had a one kill to one injury ratio because he was literally shooting through the people he killed and injuring the people behind him. That's my guess.
Yeah,
that
gun don't need to be outlawed necessarily.
That's not the case.
In Florida, but the trick is we only really jump on this hard is when after traffic occurs.
Unfortunately,
that's the big deal with it. And we won't solve anything having a discussion on gun laws with the NRA being as strong as they are. They're in Washington.
And I agree with that.
They're a big part of the government. So you're not going to get that. I don't even know if educating the people on the use of it or any of that's going to help. We just got to lose our appetite for violence.
Yeah,
and quit blaming
that's really
everybody else for the problem.
Yeah.
That's
it's really about personal accountability, man. Like I said, that's why I said, like, when gun owners are like, dude, you blaming the gun is ridiculous. They have a valid argument in that. You can't blame the gun. It didn't load itself, aim itself, and kill somebody. These are sick individuals that are getting hold of these guns. There's two reasons I have to question the NRA's motives and what they're really about. One, they make guns so easy to get, right? They make it so easy to get, and they're unapologetic about it. Two, if guns were so good, if they really stopped crime, they did all these great things, how come I've never seen an NRA in the hood? Why?
Because you know the answer to that question.
Well, no,
that's
I know the answer, but I would. That's a question that I'm not asking us or our community. I'd be asking the NRA that if it's so beneficial, why am I not seeing you in every hood? Hood meaning like more impoverished neighborhoods, people that need these types of defenses more than anybody else, as opposed to just you're just like out in the suburban areas and let's just be honest about it, in mostly white neighborhoods. Mostly catering to whites.
You know, the issue right there in Illinois or Chicago, it's unlawful to carry a gun. Right? You can't even have a gun.
Right.
They're putting in for conceal and carry. You can own a gun in Chicago.
You
can own a gun. And why is the NRA not advocating that? Why is the NRA not in the neighborhoods in Chicago, in these areas where there is such a high crime rate, where there is so much death and destruction going on? Why are they not there? Like, learn to defend yourself. If you guys were all carrying guns, there would be less of this violence, right? But we don't see them. So I question their motives anyhow.
There's no evidence. Wait a second.
No, I agree 100%. I don't know if there is evidence to that. But my point is, if there
were guns, wait a second, man. You said if there were more.
No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with
that.
I'm saying the NRA is. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Next man, dump Trump.
All right. Yeah, no. My point being, I don't necessarily agree that I don't know the statistics and all that. I'm not a firm believer in that. But if they are believers in it, but why are they not putting their money where their mouth is? Prove it. If there's ever an opportunity for them to prove.
Steven, we talking about Donald Trump now, man. We got your point.
Oh shit. Oh shit! You guys are just trying to keep me fired up. I see what's going on here. All right, let's go. Bring on Trump.
You really don't know what's in my mind to talk about. We're gonna save some of this for another day. But the Trump issue is really the topics of the day, because Trump want to build a fence. He's talking about everybody.
True.
You know, he's talking about everybody, and he's talking straight to the people. Now, what he's done is he's awakened the people who felt like they were voiceless since Mr. Obama's been in office. Even though, and I hate to go back, but it's two things happened the days Obama were elected. Gun sales went up so much, it's incredible. So now Trump is on his way in, and they got their guns, they got their feelings, and they might get their man. So what do you think is the worst thing that could happen if Donald Trump is elected to be president? Why is he such a bad choice?
You want to go first, Stephen?
No, I'll let you go first. You don't know. I'm already on fire, trust me. I'll follow right up. I'm already ready.
Y'all probably remember when I said about last fall, whenever I said, man, I really hope this cat win, and I caught a lot of win. You know, Ma's like, oh, why you wanting to win whatsoever? My issue was this. It gets to show how we're just a big nation that can outgun people. Say why? Because and I don't want to make him a moron and all of that. If this kind of person can get to be this close to the presidency, what is our country really about? And that's not to say the people who voted for him is somehow less educated and things like that. I'm simply saying he's a bombastic, from what I gather and what I've heard. He has a horrible personality. And if he can get this close to the presidency, if he can get this close, so we went from Obama, who had to be perfect. He had to be perfect. Let alone his name. He had to be perfect. And so he got in. Now we have this person, Donald Trump. And from what I'm gathering from research and looks, he lies on everything. This is the worst politician I've ever seen, other than probably Mel Rimmer. So I don't know the attraction for other people of Donald Trump other than, and I put this forth, oh, man, when he's saying make America great again, he's saying make America white again. And I said it immediately. That's cold. Donald Trump has coded everything to literally say, you whites need to get behind me before it's too late. That's my position, that's what he was about. I don't think
right.
he's going to, I don't know if he's going to win or not, but that's my position, that his campaign was based upon xenophobia, wife, women, whatever, brutality, everything, man. That is not a cat I want to be around.
Mr. Trump is speaking America's language right now. And it's sad because a lot of people don't want to believe that this is his slice of American pie, and he's trying to grab all the pieces he can get because he got his own agenda. And he's been friends with everybody, so he might know a lot of people's weakness, and he knows their strengths, but he knows what the people want, and he knows they want the old way back again. Go ahead, Steve.
All right. Some of these things I'm just going to say, man, and just bear with me here. First off, my prediction is Trump wins. And I believe he wins because at the end of the day, the sentiment in the world right now is that we're just tired of business as usual, right? We're tired of politics as usual. I think at one point I would have never thought Trump had a chance that he made it this far. I think he's a serious contender. I think he has a serious chance of winning. My problem with Trump isn't necessarily that he lies, because politicians lie, right? That's just part of the game. He's a beast at it. I'm not gonna lie, dude's a savage, right? But it's still business as usual when it comes to lies. My problem is that he wishes to be the representative of the United States, and it's more the things that he says off the cuff than the things that he says as a politician, meaning how he speaks about women, how he speaks about minorities and homosexuals. That is my problem. I feel like you said, he's bombastic. He's full of bluster. He's full of bravado. But at the end of the day, the most dangerous thing that I think is going to be his problem is that he lacks the subtle nuances that it takes to be in a diplomatic position. I don't think he has that. And that's what's going to kick. That's what's going to piss people off. That's what's going to create a greater divide. When people bitch about Obama, okay, if I was to play devil's advocate and just agree with everything that they say, I then have to turn around and say, and what is Trump going to do to make that better? How is he going to how is he going to unite the nation? And I can't – I've asked this. I haven't heard one person say how this division, this racial division, this financial division is going to be fixed through Trump. No one has given me any credible evidence,
well,
any
that's
credible –
that's not his agenda.
And that's – well, and we know that, but what I'm saying is his supporters either don't care or they're not paying attention to what he's saying.
No, they do. They're paying exactly attention. They're paying attention to everything he says.
I agree with
Clarence,
man.
And I'm going to tell you something else. They're going to hold him to his word, too.
Oh, yeah,
if
I have no doubt
elected,
about that.
They're going to hold him to it. You know why? Because they feel him. He's their guy. See, the president's diplomatic. The president's a nice dude, which has been his failing. This dude is John Wayne, man. This is what America is. They love these fictitious characters.
Okay, when you say America, hold on. My problem is that you say America, and there was a post, and Clarence saw it, and there was a person at one point that said something about America, and Americans don't like blacks. And so when you say America, you're including blacks and other ethnicities in that, or are you just saying white America?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Right.
We're not included
anyway. There's a lot of them.
Only,
right.
Listen,
well,
only a fool would think we included in that.
Right.
Because if we were, this Barack Hussein Obama would have had no problem ruling the country or running the country. He would have had the support of all of us. So, yeah,
okay,
I know exactly who America is. But because we all doing our own thing, we don't really care. We keep it moving. And then there's some that don't care because they've given up on America. They gave up when Obama ran.
See, I believe in that more than, because again, I would have to then agree that the total of white America supports Trump, which we know is just not true, because whether it's political party lines
or just people with some common sense.
When
you elect the president, how does the votes get counted? Is the college electoral system? Is it actually vote for vote? Is that how we win?
No, I know exactly what you're getting at. My point being, if you know me, I'm going to be very careful because I know people are trying to take your words and parse them apart. So let me put the disclaimer out there.
Right.
The more you know with the little star and shit, the more you know. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, here you go, fucking all white America is. No. But I do agree that there's a segment that has a great deal of influence that will put this man in power. Because it doesn't take a majority. It just takes the strong minority in order to put most people in power. That's usually how shit works. So,
guess what he's going to find out when he get in power? That he's not in power. They would never let this dude go somewhere and speak to anybody. See, he's a prime candidate to get assassinated. He's a prime candidate for it, and then they put who they really want in office.
See, what I
know about these people, and then we're going to bring it in something else. They're taking 10, 20 years ahead of time. See, a whole lot of stuff that's happening now, we were talking about when me and Rob were a lot younger. And they brought it to fruition right now. A lot of things that we see right now, back then we thought would never happen. We was on point, but we just didn't have understanding of how hard these people work at their agendas.
Right.
Now a lot of things, the world is changing, man. And Mr. Trump, he might think he's the man. He's not the man, because not even the worst of them really want him in the office. I'm talking about that really little tiny percent. They know that don't work. And you don't want nobody coming over here with war. That's why ISIS is such a threat.
Yeah, see, I don't even buy the ISIS shit, which is probably a whole nother conversation. I don't even buy ISIS, man. But again, that also takes me back to, honestly, I don't know if Trump's going to get assassinated. I don't wish that on anybody. My issue with Trump, again, is that at the end of the day, he's a smart dude, man, right? Like, I don't got hate in my blood.
Dude's a smart dude, man.
He's a smart dude, man. He knew what it took to get where he needed to get to. All right.
What I'm saying is this. You're saying he's a smart person, and I'm saying, wait a second. Clarify, smart in what? He's smart that he took some money from his father. There's nothing wrong with that. And he started what he says is an empire, which may not be an empire. He says he was a real estate mogul. He may not be. He went bankrupt in a lot of things. I think, again, fame. And I'm looking at this O.J. Simpson case, five documentaries. Y'all need to look at that, man. That's something we got to look at.
I've seen it.
Man, we gotta check it out next week.
Go ahead.
My deal with Donald Trump is this: I don't know if we use the word smart simply because someone may be wealthy.
I don't mean smart because he's wealthy. I mean smart in the sense that he knew what was going to get him in the position he wanted to be in. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about he understood how to say the things that were going to evoke a certain emotion in different people and provoke them to back him. He's smart for that. He said the things that the career politicians were basically too scared to say. He stepped out there and knew that at this – I got to say, if this was 4 years ago, that shit might not have worked. Right? But in this particular moment, all the things that he was saying resonated, and it put him in the position that he's in right now. And you've got to have a certain level of intelligence and balls to be able to do that. A little bit of luck, but you have to understand, like, that's like anything, man. He understands his crowd. Look, I don't know if he's a multi-billionaire. That's what he says. And come on, we can only go off of the information that we're given, right? But the man has to have a certain level of intelligence to get where he's at.
All I can gather from him, and I don't know him personally, man, but here's what I think I've read, and here's what I know I've heard. I've heard the cat lie, man. I've heard him lie.
He lies all the time.
No, but this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. If you lie to me once, I ain't about to fuck with you no more. You can't lie to me twice. And I
but
ain't
you know that's not
no lie.
But that's not the culture that we're even in. And he's telling a lie from a political standpoint, which is almost something
that
at this point is conditioned to be understood.
Remember?
But he is.
He's
that's his mouth, but that's another lie. How you're not a politician, but you're running for political office. You're a politician,
again,
man. He's always been in politics. He's supported politics with his own money.
I'm going to try this one more time. I've only voted once, so I'm a damn atheist, political atheist, period. So I'm not taking nobody's lie.
You voted one more time than me. Shit.
Yeah, right. So I'm not taking none of their lies, man. All I'm simply saying is dude is telling a bigger lie than the other cats. They all lying.
Yeah.
And Trump is no different. He's a liar. The business calls for you to be the best liar, not the best politician.
Okay.
So I have
no reason to follow.
I have no reason. I don't want to condemn him as nothing. All I'm going is.
But that's you. He's not shooting for you. He's shooting for his crowd. That's what I'm saying. That's like in a business. You're not going to get everybody to go to your business. You're going to shoot for your crowd. He shot for his crowd perfectly.
And what I'm saying is that he shot for a low-hanging fruit. So, and that
I don't see it that way, man.
I don't know. I see
based
it that
upon
way.
Who? He beat out Ted Cruz.
No. It's not following his low hanging fruit, man. It's not the opponent.
They're going for
the
low hanging fruit.
So hold on. So that
is the people that.
So that's how
on.
You.
No, hold on. Hold on. The low hanging fruit is the people that's eating on his plate now.
Okay.
All the politicians, the so-called good politicians, basically what they're saying, he's a jerk, he's this, he's that, he's a racist. But what's more
and they're
important?
But they're not in the race.
What's more important? But what's more important?
who was smarter?
It's the people. That's why I'm saying he won't last in office. I'm not saying he's going to get killed or all.
Yeah, but I thought we were
arguing
his level of intelligence, and I was saying his level of intelligence.
What do that mean?
Here,
hold it, man.
I'll put a pause and cut this out. I wasn't arguing his intelligence. You said his smarts.
Okay.
I said,
right.
You said, right, I'm good at one thing. I know what someone just said, and I can repeat what the hell they just said. That his intelligence and smart, I understood you said. Man, he was smart, and he's talking to his group. And I agree with
right.
that. And I said,
right.
and here's my characteristic of his group. The characteristic of his group is someone who does not have their own center of thought. That's my
theory. Oh, no,
theory.
I agree with that. Yeah, no,
that's
I agree with
theory.
That. But what I'm saying is he was
right.
able to see that, though. He was able to see that.
I agree.
And take advantage of it. Right.
He
and
did
take
a
advantage
hell
of,
a
of
job.
It.
You
yeah, that,
right.
well, that was my point. That's why I said I'm not here to. But he's gonna do what he's gonna do. The election's gonna be what it's gonna be. But and I feel like what you're really saying is something that I was kind of arguing a little bit back was right now America's getting the politicians that we've been reaching for, man. And in the type of culture that we're in, it makes perfect sense that we have a Donald Trump that could become president because look at our idols. We got Kim Kardashian. Like most of the people that we're looking at, they're fake. They're not. It's not real.
No, those
it's
are
not real. It's all
I
lies.
Never looked at no damn Kim Darby.
Yeah, that's
hey, we got another cat.
But
hey,
that, but look what's
Stephen,
popular.
Stephen Clarence.
What's up?
Stephen Clarence. We got another young cat, man, online here, man. Tank Edwards. He out of Chicago. This cat I used to coach with. He's got a political side. Y'all probably have seen some of his stuff on Facebook. Are you there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so he going to be chiming in with us also, man. He was a little late today.
Next time, I'll definitely know. I'll definitely be with y'all earlier next time.
It's Father's Day. No apologies needed.
Yeah, and this is another thing, man. Here's what I'm going to try to do for this show, too, man. I think I'm going to try to go out and get some people that we could interview, you know, maybe a politician or whatsoever. So we
sounds
start
like
sitting
a plan.
Around. Running our mouth to each other, but
we got
that's
a politician.
My part.
What's her name?
Letitia.
Letitia, where's she at?
She's still in the House of Representatives in Illinois.
Man, speed dial.
She ain't coming back on here.
Yes, hey, you step into the Lion's Den if you want to.
Hey, no. Well, my former player Tank, man, he got some views. He got
okay,
some
let's go.
That's one thing. Like, do y'all
honestly think that
Donald Trump is going to be the president though? Like, you don't think it's all just a ploy to get Hillary in? You know, like it's like having the worst of two evils. You got the extremist, which is Donald Trump, and Hillary, which is basically Donald Trump, but behind closed doors. The world's not going to respect a Donald Trump, and the world's not going to respect a Hillary Clinton. So it's like, my opinion is that they're giving us, like, Hillary's going to win regardless, only because Donald Trump is the extremist to a level that America is not going to accept. We're going to accept Hillary, but Hillary's still a Donald Trump. You know, she's everything Donald Trump is, but she's behind closed doors with it.
Hey,
so, yes, sir.
Good to meet you, man. This class. My thing with that is, I said, we're dealing with devil and Satan. I
yes,
agree with
exactly.
you. I don't know about who's going to win, but I agree. We're dealing with the devil and Satan.
I agree.
That's our choice.
You can't beat this
you
system.
You can't, like... Only thing is going. Only thing that we can do is a little bit. We can probably can vote for who we want in, but the system is gonna be ran regardless. Whoever go win is.
Was it rigged for Obama?
Yeah. Probably. What? Yeah. Do you think the rig is never in? I mean, I don't know what's rigged, honestly, because the way that I mean, who was that one the popular vote and didn't get elected? He's against Bush. He won the popular vote and didn't win. I can't remember his name.
Will we ever see another Obama?
Yeah. We waiting on Willie Mays to get in office. We just had Jackie Robinson. Willie Mays coming. Might be Tank. Might be one of these young cats. Oh, yeah. I don't know if we'll be here to see it. But that's what we waiting on. I mean, he's the perfect starter. He like the first perfect, you know, like your first girlfriend. He's the perfect starter girlfriend. But
yeah.
You all of a sudden you grow up and you need real things to happen. So the next one gonna have to be he can be a G. I'm telling you, he gonna be something. The world gonna have to be ready for him. So I don't know how he's gonna get in office, but it's coming.
So what's y'all pick tonight, man?
I'm taking Cleveland because everybody hate him. But yeah, I'm just gonna say that.
Oh man, I think I'm not really a basketball fan at all, but I think Cleveland gonna take it though.
Cleveland, more hungry.
Are y'all honest?
Yeah.
Y'all being serious?
Yep. Dead serious, Cleveland. I feel like they got more to prove.
I don't.
Y'all serious? Well, y'all think Cleveland
only because the aggressiveness? Like Cleveland been playing very aggressive and he goes to handle it. If they play that soft game, Golden State go kill them. If they get that down hard ball, Cleveland will win.
Okay.
I think the NBA did them a great service by suspending Draymond. And
yeah,
now
I believe that too.
It's kind of even now. Golden State should win. It shouldn't be a problem for them to win, honestly. But
I don't even want to put some money up to your mouth. Because all three of y'all, ain't nobody. Listen, just on this statistic alone, no one's come back from 3-1. This is how y'all think. Ain't no one came back from 3-1. And LeBron, if Jordan or no one of them done it, Magic, Bird, Kareem, Wilt, you telling me LeBron ain't going to do it? Come on, fellas.
You hear him?
Oh,
you
no.
Hear him?
Oh, no.
Cleveland.
Oh, no.
Cleveland.
You hear him? Did you hear him?
Cleveland. You hear me with
in
confidence.
In the history
Cleveland.
Of the league, no one's come back from 3-1. In the history
I know.
Of
isn't that
league.
Awesome? So when they do it, there's going to be something amazing to watch, ain't
it? Definitely going to be something worth celebrating, then.
Yep.
I didn't even, you know. You know what?
Nothing
I've
lasts forever, man.
Testing on confidence in the voices.
wasn't no confidence in your voice. You just said some shit, man.
Hey, look, at the end of the day, man, at the end of the day, when they win, there ain't nothing else to talk about. Then you can say, well, there was in the history of the league, it never happened until LeBron did it. And it's not because I'm a LeBron fan. I just believe in momentum, and I believe they're hungry. That's it.
See, with me, I'm not a LeBron or a Curry fan. Like basketball, I'm not even a basketball fan, period. I'm just going off strictly the last two games of what I've been seeing and the dominance that the Cleveland have been putting on them. And I think that dominance is still going to be there.
Tonight. You said they got one more in them, huh?
I think they got one more in them.
Oh, my goodness, man.
I've been going to State frustrated.
See, now, with Rob
y'all
Williams,
y'all watch
sports
with
Portal,
right?
He's going to be as cryptic as ever.
He was who?
LeBron.
No.
LeBron's not strong. LeBron's not strong.
He's not.
He is.
And if he,
LeBron's not
he
strong.
May get out. Here's how LeBron go get out the game tonight. Here's how he go get out the game tonight. The third quarter, man, all of a sudden his knee goes swell up. Remember I said that.
Wow. Wow.
I heard he does do that, though. I have heard he does that.
He's going to slip getting up.
That's how he feel.
Man, he's going to try to look, man.
Look.
LeBron going to try to get out that thing. Once it starts to get out of control, he going to try to get out that thing. He going to say his knee hurting and swelling on his elbow.
I will not deny that he probably might get on some coward shit. But what I'm saying is if they're in the game, because that's just his character. So I can't deny that. You got me cornered on that one.
See,
what I'm saying is if they're in the game.
I just think that's LeBron's character.
I would never put money behind that man. If that's his character, I lose.
No, but I'm not just – I said Cleveland. I didn't say LeBron. I said Cleveland. And
right.
It's not just
LeBron
one guy playing. He's
Cleveland,
not just one guy on the court. No, it's never just one guy on the court, man.
Hey, man, we got 90 seconds, and this was our first show back. Clarence and I have been doing it for a couple of years. We really hoping, man, we can have some stellar individuals like you two guys to get around. We do this every Sunday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central. Because sometimes we ain't going to be able to do it, and we would like, you know, also two other casts to be able to host the same type of flavor. So I hope y'all would be, you know, sticking around with us, man, while we do this.
I'm in it.
Oh, definitely.
I'm in
definitely.
It.
No doubt, Coach. No doubt.
I'm in it.
I appreciate
and
it.
Listen,
I
and listen, what we the object of this right now is to start marketing this show. So we're trying to get better and better at the show.
We need to build an audience.
And
we're
going to start marketing some stuff. And because if we get this right, we do our research, and we get a certain perfection at doing this, which we almost had before, and we're gonna topple whatever we did before anyway, but we're trying to make this thing bigger than what it is right now today.
Okay. But if y'all got a show topic, we out, man. But if y'all got a show topic, run it past us, man.
Okay.
Right.
I definitely will.
You know how it gets out, man. I like to do most of my stuff off the cuff. I'll have topics, but I don't like to be too prepared because I want to speak straight from the heart. And if I'm wrong, I just want to be called on.
Yeah, pick that up today. Would you be concluded?
Yeah.
Just do your research, man.
Because it's gotta be genuine like that. Because a lot of people,
they're not sitting there for hours.
And, yeah.
Hey, Steven, do you think Clarence and I are looking at something? We come up with a topic, and that motherfucker, the one who I used to hate it. It was that motherfucker.
Right.
No, man, we just gotta go with this shit. So that's what.
Yeah, I want to be organic because I know a lot of people that I'm, and there's some things obviously like the shootings and everything else. If it's something really deeper, like it's something that has. I'm more of the social guy. So we're talking about sports shit. Unless it's the Bears, I don't follow basketball. I'm just fucking soccer, hockey. I love the Hawks just because they're in Chicago. Otherwise, I don't follow
that. That's your way of walking your shit back about LeBron.
Right.
That shit ain't working.
No, I ain't walking shit back. I'm not walking shit back. I believe in momentum, man. I grew up an underdog. So if you give me a good underdog, I don't care about LeBron. I believe that it takes a team, so somebody else to step up and fucking make it happen, man. I see the momentum. I believe they're more hungry than these guys. You know, Steph Curry's wife is fucking up and shit, getting her ass called out. So, nah, fuck that. They got too many distractions. Nah, I still got Cleveland, man. But we'll see. At the end of the day, do I think LeBron is soft? Yeah. Do I think the lead allowed him to be soft and not step up? Yep. I think that's more of the league trying to make it.
Let us in our first show back, man. Let us in our first show back. We're going off the air.
I enjoyed it.
Next Sunday.
It was a blast.
Man, we appreciate Steven. We appreciate Tank coming. And I hope you guys come in, because here's what Clarence and I go try to do, man. We go try to keep moving this up to a microphone, keep moving it up to YouTube, keep you moving it up to a radio station. So
I'm with anything positivity that's going to help the hood or anything like that, man, I'm with it.
But,
well, these other two cats like that, man, I've watched. And hey, Edwards, you need to look at Steven. Writing too, man. The motherfucker write clear and straight.
Okay.
So if he has a position, he knows how to. I don't fuck with a lot of cats from playing they can write. But
yeah,
he has
that's
good points.
Like
man.
I said, sports. Yeah, little sports and shit. Man, not really my strong point. But we want to talk about how to talk about some social economic issues. That's really what a lot of my energy goes towards, man. Fuck LeBron.
All right,
I don't even know
all
that
right.
Nigga.
All right,
well, I'm out, man. I'm out. All right, now I'm out of here, man. It's always been a blast. I love y'all. Have fun.
Right.
Be safe. Get money.